Well, hello, people. Yes, it's a Friday night, and it's very hot and sunny in the UK. It was a bit unusual, but I have a nice chilled beer in my hand. And you know what? Sometimes beers taste a lot better in the hot sunshine, doesn't it? Well, I got about 3 news items for you, if you're interested. I'll put the links down below. Now, here's a femme in the picture, and she's a police person. And she had a relationship for about 8 months with a policeman. Hey, can you say that? Well, I just did. But apparently it finished. I'm not sure who finished it. I think it was the man. All of a sudden, the femme brought charges against him. She said he was abusive, controlling. You know, the usual ones femmes always use. And because of her accusations, he spent 2 months in jail. But it was all found out to be a fabricated web of lies from the femme. None of it was true. But this is how spiteful and vindictive femmes are. And how the law doesn't require any evidence or proof, just the femme's word. Of course, once it was found out to be a bunch of lies, the man was released and his name was cleared. And this femme was fired from the police force and was given a 21-month suspended sentence. Yeah, can you believe it? Suspended sentence. He was already in jail, for Christ's sake. She should have been put in jail for at least 2 months, if not 6 months. And it makes you wonder how many men are in jail today through femme lies, who haven't been found out. And there's probably no proof on those ones either. It's so obvious if you look around everywhere that femmes lie all the time. They can go into court and lie, and men have to tell the truth. No wonder men lose so many times in court. Because it's rigged. How many times you heard a femme charged with perjury? I haven't heard any. And it's unusual the media to run this story, because usually they run a story to make the femmes look good all the time. Even if they fail or are bad at something, they try and twist it around and saying, no, really, they were very successful. And I don't know who's on the left of her, whether that's her mother or not, but let's pretend it is. Do you think her mother's saying to her, you've been such a bad, horrible person. Imagine lying and getting that man put in jail. You should be ashamed of yourself. It's her mother. Don't be stupid. She'd be saying something like, don't worry, honey. We're there for you. You are the victim. He made you do it. And you know exactly that's what she'd be saying, isn't it? So eventually they found out this femme was lying and they didn't even really punish her. And you know what? If through my lifetime I've seen some bad men, really bad men. But the only time I think of evil in my mind is when I see a femme do things like this. This femme knew she was lying. She's 44 years old. Way past being an adult. So think about it. What type of person can do this to another person? Then if nobody found out, the man would still be in jail. That's pretty evil in my book. Anyway, let's move on to the next one because she repulses me. Here you go, guys. This is one for you. I know you fancy her. Come on, I know you do. This femme is a body positive influencer, which means absolutely nothing. She says she strips off and shows off her curves. Man, she gets so many compliments. I don't think she does from men too much. She might get a couple of compliments from femmes saying, you go, girl. Oh, you're so brave. But femmes are very selfish. That femme is only saying that because she knows that femme has just taken herself out of the men market. She's narrowed herself down to about an eighth of the male population. So the femme that compliment her knows there's more men for her. We've all seen femmes talking together and then one of their friends leaves, and as soon as they leave, they stab her in the back. But she's in the paper, and it's kind of news. But why is she in the paper? Well, there's only one reason. She's obese, and she's delusional. I mean, if this femme wants to live that way, fine. But she should stop promoting it, as it's a good thing, because it isn't. She's doing damage to her body, her joints, and her internal organs. And the first time she has a health scare, she may wake up, but it would be far too late by then. And apparently she came out in 2021 as queer. Her words, not mine. Probably because she couldn't get a man. And I bet her partner, which is a femme, isn't an oil painting herself. But these femmes are very weak-minded. She's come out as queer because that's the trendy thing to do nowadays. And because she doesn't really have any personality or real purpose in her life, she takes something else. Now she thinks she's a somebody. Of course, every man is different, but to me, this is disgusting. But let's assume there's a man who wants to go with her, wants to marry her. And let's assume they have a child. The child's going to be really screwed up right from the start. So it's a good job she's kind of gone queer, I guess. Oh, there are some people who criticize her weight and say, look at the damage you're doing to your body. And all she does is delete those posts because they're trolls. Actually, they're people telling the truth to her, trying to help her. But to her, they're trolls. This Vermont should go see a male doctor. Not a real young one, a mature one. But she probably won't believe him either. A lot of Vermonts everywhere are overweight. Some of them are a beast. And I guess they think if there's enough of them, we'll have to get used to it. But that's never going to happen. Men are different than Vermonts. Men have standards. So if she was on a seesaw, how many normal men would have to sit on the other end to make it go up the other way, to get her off the ground? Anyway, moving on. Now here's a Vermont taking her driving test. I'm not really sure where it is, but it may say it in the link in the news item. But let's see how she gets on, shall we? Well, I guess that didn't go too well, did it? Is that a pass, do you think? To be fair, this Vermont is 63 years old. If this is in fact her driving test, she should never have been behind the wheel, because she wasn't ready. But you know what the media's like, they'll find excuses under the sun. She was nervous, her foot slipped. But the bottom line is, she wasn't ready at all. She was dangerous. Good job this wasn't in the main road or street. So let's see it again a little bit slower. Yep, I'm not a driving test person, but I would say it's a fail. And apparently she was okay, she had a few minor cuts and bruises and that's all. But if she's 63 years of age and she doesn't drive, I would just forget about it. Because the roads today in the UK are completely packed with cars and crazies. Oh, and by the way, I put the sound effects in. As usual, guys, just let me know down below in the comments what you think. Now you take it easy now. And I'm going for another beer.